Kendra, Lando's wife, a lean woman, dark-haired, many years the junior of her husband, was dressed in a pearlescent blue jacket-like top that suggested a world of distant sands and arena duels between animals and men. The blouse beneath it was an iridescent gray, and her long skirt alternated layers of those two colors. Tendra waited until the catching-up chit-chat had completely died away before getting to business.
I guess I ought to offer some context.
Han nodded ruefully as he ate a strip of grilled bantha steak from a skewer.
That's definitely the businesswoman's approach. Do you have a printed agenda to give us?
She smiled.
Quiet, you. Lando has owned these mines for about 30 years now. I bought in when we married. Nia Nunba, who manages the facility, and very well, I might add, gradually acquired shares as part of his contract. The three of us own the business outright.
Leia nodded.
And since Kessel's government basically consists of whatever the major business owners want it to be, there's no one to bail you out if disaster wrecks the business.
Lando looked unhappy.
That's right. And while on the other hand, the only thing we stand to lose is money, it's a lot of money. And on the other hand, if this business becomes unviable for us or anyone else, the amount of glitterstim available in the galaxy drops to zero. All the legitimate medical uses of the drug go away.
Nia Nunba spoke in the rapid, sing-song language of his people. He understood basic, but he had a hard time articulating it. Lando translated.
And, yeah, there'll be a negative reaction on the illicit side of things. Glitbiters, glitterstim addicts, will cause a lot of trouble as they fight over the last remaining stores, and there will be a scramble for a new drug to appease them. They'll probably end up with more dangerous ones, like one of the synthetic rill replacements.
Finished with his skewer, Han set it down.
I thought Kessel was just a rock, an ugly cold rock shaped like a ground tuber spinning peacefully through space. No tectonic or volcanic activity at all.
It is, Lando frowned.
That's what we thought, too, until the quake started, Tendra said. This was 2 standard years ago, at the height of the war. Actually, I remember exactly when. I got Nia Nunba's report about the first quake the same day the news broke about the destruction of Centerpoint Station. The first few quakes were very minor, but they've gotten worse over time. The scientists don't know what's causing them, so they can't make any useful predictions, but they have no reason to believe they won't continue to worsen until they wreck everything, collapsing all the mines and destroying the atmosphere plants, which would make the planet uninhabitable.
Nia Nunba spoke again. Lando said,
Yeah, I left that out, sorry.
He returned his attention to the Solos.
He's reminding me that the seismologist we brought in detected a system of caverns, really big ones, much deeper than our mine works. Seismic scanners have detected them and also revealed that some have collapsed between readings, which may be part of the whole disaster.
Why are there caverns in the first place?
Leia asked. Lando looked confused by the change of subject.
Huh?
Caverns are usually caused by water moving through soft rock, eroding pockets out of it, correct?
I guess.
Han grinned at Lando.
Science hurts, doesn't it, pal? Economics is my science.
Leia continued.
But Kessel has never had that kind of water.
Lando shrugged.
Maybe the energy spiders dug them, to have a place to spin their webs where light wouldn't hit them.
Leia gave him a scornful look.
You're saying the spiders evolved on the surface with photoreactive webs, then, figuring out that light destroyed their webs, dug out elaborate cavern systems to live in, and waited for prey species to begin wandering down there to be eaten?
She shook her head.
The photoreactive nature of the webs is clearly a later adaptation, something that happened once they'd been down in the caverns for thousands or millions of years.
Lando held up his hand, signifying surrender.
I don't know.
Lando, there are too many mysteries on Kessel. I spent my time on the trip here doing research. You have tombs on the surface no qualified archaeologist has ever opened. You have avian creatures the size of humans on the surface who have a weird attachment to those ruins. You have caverns that shouldn't exist and groundquakes that can't happen. You've brought us here to solve your problem, but I think it would be half solved already if you'd put some money into answering those questions years ago.